was still, of course, shocked to lose the game on Monday night. I still feel, having watched it again, was under very special circumstances. We conceded the two goals because of the injury of Arteta. But we cannot change that now, and we have, of course, with what is at stake, we have to respond in a positive way tomorrow against in a derby that is always very intense when you play against Chelsea, and as well always very exciting. Get your phone, you'll get the answer of your question.
Looking at the table after Monday night, and bearing in mind what happened on Monday night, how big a game is this, do you think?
It is a massive game for us, of course, and I don't need to look at the table to know that, because the table is in my head. But overall, we have been remarkably consistent in the last 2 months, and I'm confident that we'll have a very strong response tomorrow.
And this match falls between two Chelsea games with Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Is that something you feel you can exploit?
I believe that you don't want to count on that. We want to focus on our performance. Let's not expect any lack of focus from Chelsea. I think it would be a massive mistake because they are on a high, so it is always natural to be up for the next game.
Can we ask you what you thought of that performance against Barca? Were they very good or very lucky?
Well, they were very good at what they did. What they decided to do, and they decided to defend and only to defend. When you choose the tactics they have chosen, you have about 30% chances to win the game, and they took their chances, so you have to give them credit for the discipline they've shown, for the consistency of their focus on what they wanted to do, and the fact that they could use the weakness of Barcelona, and that means on counter-attack or set pieces.
And how they line up against you on Saturday will impact, they'll be thinking about the second leg, won't they? What are their chances, do you think, of going through?
I don't know, but it's a 50-50 now, because if you look at historically at the statistics of a 1-0 home, is always a good result. When you don't concede at home and you win in Europe, is always a good result because of the weight of the away goal.
The match in October was an absolute classic, 5-3. Can we expect anything similar, do you think, this time?
I don't know. It's difficult to predict, because certainly the first goal will always decide how the game goes. And in this game, it were early goals, and everybody went for it in a very offensive style. And that's why, in the end, it was such an emphatic score. But it's always difficult to predict.